Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a brand new episode of the Rockin' Wrestling Podcast, rockwrestlingpodcast.podomatic.com. I am the computerized man of the 1990s, Tyler Black, and I'm joined, as always, by... Fuck, I can't think of any obscure wrestling gimmicks from the early 90s. Big Nigga Jim.
Oh, too sweet to who?
Boom.
Bam. Bam. What's happening, dude?
Not a whole lot of shit.
Good to get back to it.
Yeah, we're doing our damn thing, as the black kids like to say.
As the young go-hards say these days.
If there's anything we know, it's going hard.
It's going hard.
For Christ.
Like that fucking text you sent me yesterday was fucking, that was pretty hard.
Yeah, that was awesome. I had to think what that was. Was that yesterday or was that the day before? I'm pretty sure that was the day before because I didn't go to work yesterday.
Was it? That might even, yeah, I think you're right, but damn, that was funny.
So I have like the shittiest getting to work week, like ever. For one, Lollapalooza's this week, and so the streets are all blocked off, and I didn't realize that we're going to start blocking the streets starting fucking, I guess, Tuesday. We're going to start blocking the streets off, so make Tyler late for work and shit. So I'm on the bus headed downtown, and the bus gets off the highway really, really early. I'm like, isn't normal. What's that?
Okay. You were kind of freezing up in there. I didn't hear everything you said.
I see.
Sorry.
So what I'm saying is that Lollapalooza's this week, and
they're
blocking streets off and shit. So I'm on my way to work on Tuesday, and I missed my train because the fucking bus took forever to get downtown. So I slide my shift 2 hours later to start work late on Tuesday. But you can only do that like twice a month. And the month just started. The month goes from the 22nd to the 21st. And the month just started. So I don't want to waste my second shift slide because of what happens on Thursday. Thursday, I get on the train. So I'm not taking the bus because fuck. I mean, I may not be able to get breakfast if I take the train because it puts me that too close to between trains. Uh-huh. But I take the train. Everything's going smooth. And all of a sudden, we're just sitting at the stop for a long ass time. Like, what the fuck's going on? They start moving everybody through to the next car. And I look and some fat chick ate it, getting on the train, slipped and fell, busted her leg. There's blood everywhere like a fucking Ric Flair match. I'm like, you dumb fat cow. You can't. It's not even like the train was like the platform was here and the train was here. It's fucking even. Like, this fat bitch can't even walk onto a flat platform.
What the fuck, man?
Without spilling buckets of blood from her thick ass diabetic leg.
That's diabetic leg.
And so I didn't go to work yesterday and I fucking slept all day. Despite that, I'm still very, very tired.
Man, that's fucking... That sucks. That sucks. Like, I've been, like, slightly behind getting to work, but I've gotten there on time each day. But when I say slightly on time, there's usually, like, I'll usually hit the parking lot maybe, like, you know, 5:40 or something like that. I gotta be there at 6:45, but they're fucking around on Broadway and fucking doing some fucking road work that's like blocked Broadway off like halfway through, so you can't get to it through the highway.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta go through the city and through the Liberty Memorial and shit like that, through the park, and then get to Main Street. So, but it's a pain in the ass. I hate everyone and everything.
Let's talk about something you don't hate. Tell me about Batman the Killing Joke.
Oh, dude. It was so fucking awesome. It was so fucking awesome. To actually, like, you know that song the Joker sings?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've never heard it, an actual song of that. You know, it's just lyrics on a page. They do the fucking song. You hear the song.
I don't remember that from the comic.
You don't remember that in the comic? That was like a whole, like, it was when he had, it's when he has Gordon on that roller coaster, showing him the pictures of Barbara and shit. He does like a whole like song and dance number. And but like in a comic, it's just lyrics on a page. So you're kind of like, the only reason you know it's a song is because there's music notes around it and shit. Mm-hmm. He's doing high kicks. In the movie, yeah, it's a whole like.
It's been like 10 years since I read that book, though. So
they actually do us like do the fucking song and everything. It was fucking great, dude. They padded it a little bit with some Batgirl stuff in the beginning.
Batgirl getting it in.
They did. Oh, dude, did they fucking get down? Like it was a whole fucking deal in that movie, but
Batman grabbed that ass. He was like, let me give me some of this.
Yeah, no, he straight up did, too. Like, that's a fucking part of it, too, man. There was, like, a close-up of his hand just fucking grabbing handfuls of ass.
And Goliath watched on it in approval.
Yeah. He's like, what sorcery is this?
Fuck yeah, Goliath.
Oh, man. So, like, dude, and it's Kevin Conroy and fucking Mark Hamill as Batman and the Joker. You can't go wrong. You absolutely cannot go wrong. It's so good. You gotta watch it.
But so, watch it.
Oh, you did watch it? Yeah. Sitting in the theater was really fucking fun.
Well, I couldn't do that. Because niggas have jobs and shit. And when I tried to go see it in the theater, fucking white people who still live with their fucking parents didn't have permission to go see it. Because they had to open the next day at work. Like, why the fuck your mom cares what time you have to go to work tomorrow when you're trying to go see the goddamn bat?
Well, it was on my day off. So, you know, I lucked out. Like, what can I say?
So I'm going to say this to all our listeners around the world. If you're over the age of 18 and you're still asking permission from your parents, fucking get a fucking life. Like, your parents can't tell you shit to do. Like,
I live at home, but I do as I please.
Exactly.
Like, I don't ask permission for anything.
On my 18th birthday, my mom told me, hey, are you going out tonight? Not that I can tell you shit anymore because you're fucking grown now. Like,
yeah.
That's the understanding that we had. I'm an adult. I do what the fuck I want. If I can go to jail, I can go to see a fucking Batman movie.
Yeah. The day I turned 18, I fucking, like, instead of fucking, like, hiding smoking cigarettes or whatever, I fucking went out on the back porch and just fucking lit one up. Like, so, like, me, mom, Paul already knew. It was my dad was there, and he didn't really know I smoked, or he probably knew, but I didn't live with him, so whatever, who cares? but yeah, I went out back, fucking lit one up, he came out back, I'm like, hey, how you doing? Took a drag, like, can't tell me shit. So, that was fun. I got laid a couple times this week.
Word?
Word, say word, yes.
Oh, my nigga. Let me get a Too Sweet for that.
But, bam, Too Sweet. It was the day that I fucking posted that. It was that fucking. It was the day after. The day after. That day I fucking posted that picture where I'm like, I'm losing weight and I could actually.
Oh, yeah.
That shirt I had on, I hadn't been able to wear, like, button up in, like, 3 years. And even then, it was kind of tight when I did button it up.
And then the holes started coming out.
Holes start coming out the woodwork, man. And fucking, yeah, it was this girl that I've known for a while, and she said she'd always had a crush on me. And I was like, well, I've kind of had a crush on you. And then we're just kind of like, I went over to her fucking place that night, like, fairly late, too. I didn't get home the next day till 7 in the morning.
Good job, fucking, nigga Jim.
Oh, man. Twice it's happened is pretty dope.
Good job.
Same girl, but, you know.
Yeah. Double the fun.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. By an attractive girl this time.
What? Good job.
This isn't like.
She's not in her 50s. She has all her teeth.
She's an attractive female.
All her limbs.
Like, this isn't just me, like, being like, oh, fuck it. This is all I can get.
Two real titties.
Two real titties. Both real tits. I can attest to that. Real tits, real vag.
It's not like a I'm gonna get you sucker situation where you meet a pretty chick at the bar and she starts taking off all her shit and she's only got like one leg and no hair and no titties. Her booty's fake. You've seen that movie, right?
Honestly, don't think I've watched it all the way through. I know that's
I'm gonna take your black card if you don't fucking download that movie tonight and watch it before you go to bed. It's a classic.
It is. I think it's probably on one of the various movie channels that I have.
I honestly don't think it is because I have fucking every movie channel and I looked.
Yeah, I know that's what I'm talking. The
black guy from Revenge of the Nerds is on. I was like, what else is this nigga in?
Yeah.
And and that was one of his movies he's in, and it was like rent or buy, so it's not on any channels right now.
Because I watched his Problem Child's on there. I watched Problem Child
is one, two, and three. Man.
I have not watched that in so long.
I forgot Kramer was in it. I watched it at work the other day.
There's your robot voice going on.
Yeah, they can't hear the robot voice. They can only hear it if you're doing the robot voice because I got the microphone.
I know, but on my end, it sounds all robot-y and shit.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Kramer's in Problem Child.
Yes, Kramer is in Problem Child. And so is... he was like the old man in everything in the 90s. John Ritter's... The guy who plays John Ritter's dad in Problem Child.
Big Ben?
Big Ben, yeah. He was like the grandpa in that, Problem Child 2, and he was the dad. Remember, you've seen Dirty Work, right?
No.
Norm Macdonald. Never seen Dirty Work? Oh, T-Bird. I'm going to get you sucked. You got to watch Dirty Work.
All right. What's Dirty Work?
Dirty Work is a classic of comedy. Norm Macdonald and Artie Lang start a revenge for hire business. It goes completely out of hand. Chris Farley has like a bit part in it. He plays this guy at a bar that's like had his nose bit off by a Saigon whore and just, oh my God, it's hysterical. Don Rickles is in it a little bit. Like, it's a fantastic fucking movie.
All right, so we'll watch our comedy that will converge in the end and see exactly which one holds up.
Yeah, yeah. Dirty Work definitely holds up. I watched it recently, and I hadn't watched it in so long, and it definitely held up. So, what else is going on? We'll talk some fucking wrestling.
Let's talk some pro wrestling. There's a lot of wrestling going on right now.
Dude, I fucking love pro wrestling right now. Like, it fucking got a hold of me. Like, I keep thinking back to 7th and 8th grade Jim, who's just starting to get into wrestling and is just fucking obsessed with it and wants to watch it every single day. If I could go back to that Jim and tell him, hey, man, hold on a couple years because it's happening. My head would fucking explode. This has been so fucking good. Raw was so fucking good. SmackDown was good. The CWC, NXT, New Japan.
Kota Ibushi on NXT.
Oh, kicking the shit out of Buddy Murphy. Oh, so awesome. So awesome. He kicked the shit out of that motherfucker, too. Oh, man. That was so good.
Yeah.
And we're getting Samoa Joe versus Shinsuke Nakamura at NXT Brooklyn 2. Finn Balor versus Seth Rollins for the WWE Universal Championship, which I love that name, by the way. That's happening. God damn. Dolph Ziggler versus Dean Ambrose. That match is going to be really good, too. Kevin Owens, so much. There's so much to fucking love right now, man. So good to not be jaded and pissed all the time watching.
Have you been watching any of the G1?
I was trying to catch up this afternoon. So I hadn't I guess I just forgot to go back and try and watch the rest of Dominion. So I was trying to watch the rest of Dominion today. Then I was going to move on to G1.
And start I only seen one match of the first night, which is Sonata and Tanahashi.
I'm going to have to go back and watch Naito versus Okada again from Dominion because I fell asleep this afternoon before work. So I'm going to go back and watch that again. I'm saying it like it's a chore. It's a chore. I'll watch that match again because what I saw of it before I fell asleep was fucking dope.
Yeah, lots of Rainmakers and Destinos.
Yeah, I finally watched the ladder match, Kenny Omega versus Michael Elgin. That was tight. I fucking love the beginning of that fucking match. It was so funny.
Reggie looking for Young Bucks.
Fucking found him. That was the funniest fucking thing.
And then he told him to suck it.
Yeah, like nothing prompted him to do it. He just knew. He just knew better. It's like this fucking
shit. They were under the ring in the last match.
Exactly. That's why I'm saying like it's. It was, like, unsolicited this time. He was just like, I'm fucking checking this shit. And those two fucking white boys were underneath there. Like, oh, man.
The Bucks of youth.
Oh, dude. Like, it even, like, I want to check out TNA right now just to kind of fill in.
Because Matt Hardy's there.
Matt Hardy. That fucking final deletion was fantastic.
Yeah, you know? Greatest wrestling match of the year.
I think you're recording it. I should probably be watching.
I do record it every week.
Yeah, because I don't have pop.
Pop-up video.
Pop video.
I so check it out every now and then. What if it's on, I'll watch it and I'm home.
Right. Yeah, I keep seeing it on your DVR, and I'm just like, well, should I or shouldn't I? But then since the final deletion, which, honest to God, I was like, shit, I'm not going to get to watch that match. They eventually put it on YouTube, but before that, I was like, shit, I'm not going to get to watch that match. Never once did I think about having fucking DVR.
And did you watch Ultima Lucha?
I haven't yet, no. Mm-hmm. That's another thing. Like, Lucha Underground. So much fucking wrestling right now.
Not to mention the Super J Cup is going on. You have the J Cup and the Cruiser Classic at the same time.
Yeah, that confused me because I thought the G1 was over when I saw, because in the listing it's like Super J Cup and then G1 is right under it. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah, that's something for the juniors to do during heavyweight tournament.
Okay, I was like, I know that they're not done with G1 yet. Like, oh. One lasts forever. So, but
well, at least until August.
Yeah. Let's see. We didn't try to do our brackets this year.
We didn't because I'm fucking busy. I'm not watching. I don't have time.
Yeah. Fans of the show will remember your boy won just by the skin of his teeth last year.
By a cut hair.
1 point I beat. Oh man. So
I think it was your love for your Tomaki Honma that put you over the edge.
Yeah. I know that dude. I know him.
He knew he'd do it.
He'd do it. Cause that's my dog. Love Honma. It's fucking like, I swear to God, like that dude like has to smoke like this. Just put the cigarette in his mouth, hit the end with a blowtorch, and smoke them all at once. That dude's voice is insane. Like it's like a fuck, almost like a fucking grindcore voice.
He's the best metal singer that never was.
Oh my God, there was this picture I was gonna send you. I was watching New Japan on Access, and it was just like I think last week. It was Kota Ibushi versus Togi Makabe, and the you know how they show the interviews before the match and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Togi Makabe, I swear to God, was dressed like Run DMC.
Why? Because he had the fucking ghetto chain on.
He had a gigantic ghetto chain on, black fedora, black jacket, like black t-shirt. looked like fucking DJ Run. It was fucking hilarious. I still have it on my phone. I meant to send it to you.
I have that episode on my DVR, so I'll check it out.
It was pretty late at night when I took it. I was about to send it to you. I'm like, nah, I better not. He's probably trying to sleep. Dude, this guy looks like Run DMC.
Nigga, if you send me a text message at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm just going to see it at 7 o'clock in the morning. That's the beauty of text messages. That shit does not ring loud. It's like beep and a vibrate. And that's it.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I didn't know that. Yeah. So it's my never-ending crusade to never wake anyone up.
That wouldn't wake me up. But I don't hear my phone get texts when I'm awake.
I didn't know that at the time. But
it's ruined many friendships, but it's true.
I don't like waking people up. I do not. I fucking almost destroyed my bladder one time just because of it. My buddy Rick, I stayed the night at my friend Richard's house, and him and his girlfriend lived together, and we were in high school, and they had their own place. And I slept on the couch, and I woke up in the morning. I had to piss so fucking bad. Only problem is, the bathroom, you have to go through his bedroom. And if you woke him up, he was so fucking pissed. And it just like, I don't want to wake him up. And I was like, I was going to try to piss in the sink. I'm like, no, don't be a fucking animal. Just that could be up in a minute. And then I remembered how long he fucking sleeps on my phone. Oh my God. And it was just like, it was hurting at this point.
That's when you almost outside.
I almost pissed off his balcony.
Nah, that's not a bad idea.
But in the daytime, this was early in the morning. I finally called me when I was like, hey, come pick me up and stop at Quick Trip on the way home.
It is important.
I have to piss so fucking.
I need those egg rolls.
I've never, ever, I need those egg rolls. I think that was before they had rollers. That was way before they had rollers, I think.
Really? There was a time before they had rollers?
I think so, yeah. I think other than the hot dogs, I think they just had hot dogs and then chili and cheese and nachos. Mm. Gas station nachos, man, that's the best. That's the
best. Everything at Quick Trip is actually fucking delicious. Dude.
Have you tried the, I don't know. There's probably no Quick Trip out.
No. Nope.
Chili cheese hot dog taquitos.
So it's a taquito with the hot dog in it and chili and cheese inside, or do you put the chili and cheese on top of the hot dog?
Chili cheese inside the hot, with chili and cheese around the hot dog. The hot dog is inside like a taquito.
I remember when they just did the regular hot dog taquito like fucking forever ago.
Yeah.
And that shit was fucking wonderful.
The corn dogs or whatever the hell?
No, it was a tortilla wrapped around a hot dog with cheese in it.
I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Okay. But no, this is like, this is chili and cheese, taquito, fried on the roller. Fucking perfection. And they have a macaroni and cheese taquito too.
They're just going all out with their taquito game.
Oh man, ain't no shame in their taquito game.
So tell me what you think of this brand extension.
I'm loving it so far.
Yeah.
I'm loving it. It's good as chili cheese hot dog taquito. It's good, man. It's really good. Like, and a lot of people were, I saw like just thumbing around on Twitter, seeing what people are saying. And a lot of people were positive about it, but there's a couple people that kind of shit on SmackDown. And I mean, it was a good show. There was things to like about it. You know?
Yeah. I don't like seeing AJ Styles get pinned by Dolph Ziggler, but
that kind of off a super kick too.
Yeah.
Off a super kick. It's like almost nobody goes down on a super kick. That kind of bummed me out because it's like, oh, you got a prime heel right here.
Like, you could have pinned anybody in that match.
Yeah.
Except AJ. You could have pinned Baron Corbin.
Yeah. That would have been fine. I would have been fine with him getting knocked out by a super kick, but not AJ. That kind of bummed me out. But I've seen people like kind of complain like, oh, the SmackDown roster's thin and whatever. And it's like,
it is really, really thin.
It is thin, but then again, but you got to think about, like, you know, that's why Raw got three picks to every SmackDown, because they've got 3 hours of television to fill. SmackDown's only got two. So they've got, like, just enough, like, what they need. But also, like, they did get a lot of the, you know, they got, it's crazy, they got John Cena and Randy Orton. I did not see that coming.
I knew John Cena was going to be on SmackDown. That's been a plan forever.
I thought they would at least split them up. I thought maybe Randy would be on Raw and John Cena would be on SmackDown.
I
didn't think they'd put them both on the same show.
Yeah, they just need more in the middle. It's like,
yeah,
there's a big drop off from AJ, fucking Cena, Randy, then the Ascension.
Did you see them in that weird fucking thing the night of the draft? Or no, it was the night they announced the GMs, I think, or something like that. With Mick Foley,
and they were talking, like, about the wasteland.
Yeah, they were like being like funny and like silly and shit. I'm like, what's happening? What's happening? What are you doing? What are you doing right now?
They're ascending.
They're ascending to comedy. Yeah. Which, hey, fuck it. You know, the other thing wasn't really working for them. Maybe
we also got a new women's champion.
Dude.
Did you cry, nigga Jim?
Oh, dude. Your boy shed some fucking tears. Yeah. For real. Like, I welled up big time. Big time.
That match was just dope.
It was so good. On Raw.
Yeah.
Like, just think of fucking a year ago or 2 years ago. We would have been sitting here so fucking miserable talking about fucking Raw and shit. And just like, why the fuck are we even doing this, you know? But now it's like, oh, there's good things happening.
According to your uncle, Road Warrior Animal, fucking, he feels that Sasha's being shoved down the fans' throats and needs to earn her push or whatever the fuck he said. I'm like, dude, everybody's been chanting for this bitch for like 2 years.
Yeah. Has he not sat down and watched any of her matches?
I have no idea.
That's not shoving someone down. John Cena and Randy, that's shoving shit down people's throats. Sheamus and Roman Reigns, and that's not being crammed down his throat, but a little bit of Sasha Banks. You're like, oh, I'm choking, and there's too much in my throat.
It's too much delicious.
Animal, disappointed. Not mad, I'm just disappointed. Still love the LOD, I always will, but that disappoints me.
Nigga Jim wears shoulder pads in the shower.
I would have loved to. but God, that mad match was fucking great. What, the Kevin Owens versus Cesaro?
Cesaro, Finn, and Ruru.
Hey, that's right.
Yeah.
That four-way match. Then Finn Balor. Dolphin Roman Reigns. And you know Roman's getting punished right now. It's such a perfect time for him to be getting punished for all of this, too. It's such a perfect time to do this, because now better people can fucking, like, just step over his dumb body.
Oh, maybe if we'd have popped that shirt off, wouldn't have been so bad.
Use that fucking power bomb. That power bomb is tight. I'll give it to Roman Reigns.
I feel bad that he stole fucking Sin Cara's one arm power bomb.
Wait a minute, which? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Where he just kind of does that.
The dodge lift.
I kind of forgot Sin Cara had been using it because it's Sin Cara. Didn't they split up the Lucha? Didn't the Lucha Dragons split themselves up? And then didn't they get drafted to the same fucking show?
No, Sin Cara's on Raw. Kalisto's on SmackDown.
Okay. I think I got confused.
And they're bringing the Cruiserweights to Raw. I think they should bring the Cruiserweights to SmackDown.
Yeah, it seems like SmackDown could use it, you know?
Yeah, like, you can't have the Holes and the Cruiserweights.
Have something that's going to set SmackDown apart from Raw, you know?
Yeah. But that means like, we'll see Kota Ibushi on Raw being his match is called by Michael Cole.
Don't depress me. We're in a good place, right? just tell me Corey Graves will be there and I'll be fine. Oh, like I like him on fucking
commentary. We might get some Ho Ho Loon on Monday Night Raw.
Love that dude's name, by the way. That's the best name to say.
So who have been the people in the Cruiserweight class that you've been fond of?
Oh God. Who's the guy against Brian Kendrick this week?
That was Raul Mendoza.
That dude was good. He gave fucking Brian Kendrick a really good match.
Yeah. I still haven't watched that match. I watched every match on the show except that one.
It's good. Who else? Oh, Zack Sabre Jr. versus Drew Gulak. Mm-hmm. That was a fucking match. Or was it Tyson Dukes? That was a fucking tight ass match. This is probably like since it started, this the third episode. This has probably been the best one. They've all been good. I think this one's been my favorite right now.
Except for the guy getting hurt and the referee telling homeboy not to do his dive, and then say, "Okay, go ahead, do your dive."
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, this shit was taped like a month ago, and you couldn't edit this.
Right? Yeah.
Would have been an easy cut. Like, oh, he's down. Boom, 450.
Yeah.
Next shit.
Yeah. Cut to when the ref backed off, you know?
Yeah.
Cut to the audience real quick. Audience reactions and shit.
I really hope we get to see a Bollywood Boys fucking tag match.
Who's that? Wait, who?
The Bollywood Boys.
Oh, the Bollywood Boys. I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
I think like once they... Because I think they're both going to get eliminated, honestly. Oh,
yeah. They're both
going. Yeah. Maybe one might make it slightly further than the other, but I don't know.
They're both going to be eliminated first round.
Yeah, because I think they'd be good tag team for like NXT or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like start them out over there.
I'm sure when you do to the fucking finals, they'll probably just have them in the tag match as a filler match.
Some Authors of Pain can fucking murder them. Authors of fucking Pain be murdering motherfuckers all over the place. Fucking love those guys. Oh my God. That's why I was like, it's awesome that American Alpha got called up. I was kind of bummed because I was kind of looking forward to them kind of furthering along with their... I was really kind of liking their rivalry and shit. But I love that Paul Ellering. They've been there almost like, what, 2 months now? Paul Ellering hasn't said a goddamn word.
I hope he's just there reading his Wall Street Journal.
Yep. carrying around Woody or who that fucking... That
Rocco.
That's right.
Oh, that's a deep cut.
Oh, that's a deep cut. Oh, fuck it. Shelton Benjamin's coming back, dude.
LTB, Shelton next Benjamin.
Benjamin, baby.
Baby.
And Bootios are real.
Bootios are real.
Is there a real cereal you can buy now?
For $15 a box.
That's fine. I'll buy a box for $15. That's what I spend my money on. If not to buy fucking cereal, that was a joke at first. Now it's
You can invite people over to eat some booty with you.
Yeah. Eat some booty!
Dude, when Kofi Kingston said the skeeting out negativity line to Bray Wyatt... 2 months ago, I laughed so hard, and then they replayed it on the pay per view, and I laughed even harder. It was like I thought they told him not to say it because they never said it again, but I guess they don't realize what skeet skeet means.
So. I don't think. I bet you there was a lot of people in that audience. It was mostly adults that fucking knew what it was. Like kids don't know skeet. They can fucking look it up, I guess.
But they still wouldn't be able to grasp the concept of what skeet skeet is until they actually experience it in life.
Yeah. Fuck, man. It's skeet.
Skeet negativity all over everybody. did like the hand motion, too.
Yeah. Skeet. Even Big E, when they fucking like pull the shot out. Big E's just like.
It's the greatest line in the history of wrestling.
Oh my God. Give Big E the fucking championship. Like, give him all the money. I love Big E. Dude fucking makes me laugh so hard.
He's trying to kill himself with that fucking spear through the ropes.
No, but damn, when he pulls it off good, it was a fucking cool looking move.
I don't think I've ever seen him pull it off good. I always see it looks like he's going to DDT himself.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. There's times where he can pull it off and it looks good. And he can protect himself and everything's cool. But then he fucking does it against like fucking what Braun Strowman and almost kills himself.
Brawny the Strowman.
Because Brawny the Strowman is beating up weird fucking turtle people on Raw and shit. That was the weirdest looking human being I've ever seen in my life, T-Bird. That no chin having motherfucker from Raw. Like. Where did they dig this guy up at? Did they fucking...
Who knows? Look this nigga up. James Ellsworth.
James Ellsworth. Oh, that's a star in the making right there. Fucking Braun Strowman. I kind of liked his move that he did, that fucking like reverse choke slam.
The Amaze Impact, as they call it in Fire Pro Wrestling.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Somebody made a custom Titantron for him. Did that no chin have him, motherfucker? That dude doesn't have a chin. Oh, what's wrong with his jaw?
It's weird. Something happened to that dude.
And he has a Spitfire tattoo, big as fuck.
Spitfire. I didn't notice that.
It's a big ass Spitfire tattoo on his non-existent bicep.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a tattoo that said Spitfire, like spit hot fire. That's what I was.
No, it's a little flaming skull logo.
Yeah.
Oh, if only he was spitting hot fire like Dylon.
If that was the case, man, that'd be hilarious. Be like, all right, dude, let's hear you spit some fire. Spit that fire. Turn my headphones up.
I can't hear you. Turn my headphones up. Turn them shits up. And I stab a nigga in the throat with a butter knife and fisticuffs.
Think of it. 105. Greatest rappers of all time. Dylon, because I spit hot fire.
Those are two separate Chappelle Show sketches.
I know, but it's awesome. Shit. Okay, that's what I was going to ask you. Have you downloaded the updated arenas and logos for 2K16?
Yes, I downloaded updated Raw Arena. I downloaded updated SmackDown logo, but not a SmackDown Arena.
Yeah, I did all that the other night.
Did you separate your rosters properly?
I haven't yet. No, I'm going to, but I just haven't yet. Mm-hmm. And then I've also got like a bunch of like New Japan guys, and there's guys I've got in NXT, and I've only got three shows. So.
Oh, you don't have a New Japan? Make a fucking New Japan show.
I have a New Japan arena. I just have to make the show of it.
Yeah, I'll put it on Friday nights. That's when Access has it on. So
yeah,
I have enough people for a New Japan. I pretty much have almost all the main guys in New Japan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got a sweet ass Makabe and a Homa. So.
Yeah,
I'm all set. I have all of those Ingobernables except Sonata.
Mm-hmm. I need to get Naito. I give a fuck about Bushi and Evil. Sonata's cool looking. Sonata's kind of badass. If he was so evil, he could come up with a better name.
Bushi's awesome, though.
Bushi's kind of cool, yeah. Bushi's kind of cool. I'll give him that. He does look badass with the luchador mask and a suit, so I'll...
And he sprays mist.
Yeah, and he does the green mist, yeah. Muda mist.
Do you have a Goto?
Yes, I have Goto. I have Ishii. I have Okada. I have Shibata. I have
really the only people I don't have are the old guys. I don't have Tenzan, Kojima, and Yuji Nagata.
I don't have any of them either.
All the ones I've seen have been garbage.
I've got Ricochet. I've got Will Ospreay. Alex Shelley, Chris Sabin, The Addiction.
Yeah, Kushida.
I do have Kushida. Yes, I do.
Yeah. You have Matt Sydal?
No, I do not.
You have Roppongi Vice.
No, I do not. That's another good
one. Yeah, Roppongi Vice. You got Tammy Tonga?
Tama Tonga? Yeah, I got Tama Tonga. I don't have Tonga Loa or Tonga Roa.
Whatever the fuck his name is. Tangaroa? Yeah. Tangaloa?
I have Adam Cole.
Baby.
I've got them Young Bucks.
The Bucks of Youth.
I think the only person from, or the only two people from the Bullet Club I don't have is Fale and Takahashi.
Nobody wants them anyway. Kenny Omega.
I've got like the best Kenny Omega.
Yeah.
I made his own entrance and everything, but I don't know what it is, but like when
I try to give him the fucking Terminator entrance for his coming out to the ring part, coming out to the ramp, but you can only get Terminator 2. On the fucking ramp part or the fucking entrance stage. For some strange fucking reason, you can ride onto the stage with a motorcycle, but you can't appear in a ball of lightning.
That's dumb. Yeah. Why would they not do that?
It's complete ass. That's his championship entrance, though. Terminator 1 coming in through the ball of lightning.
Yeah. Because that's like the kind of entrance I kind of gave him. Is... It's not a ball of lightning because they don't have it, obviously. But what I did was like they have the lightning come down from the ceiling. Mm-hmm. So I've got lightning strike and it goes down and he's in the Neville position. So he's like he's on one knee with his back turned and shit. And for some reason, when you're building the entrance, it's like regular smoke. When you're in game and you're about to have a match and you do the entrance, when the smoke comes up, it's like black and see through. Like, there's some weird glitch. I don't know what the fuck it is. It doesn't do it with Neville, obviously, because he came with the game. But I don't know why it does this. It's fucking ridiculous. But it still looks kind of cool, but, you know, it's like, it's not what you want. Mm-hmm. So he's like, you know, got the knee. And then the rest of it mostly is kind of Fandango, because he kind of does, like, the same mannerisms and shit as, like, Kenny Omega might do, you know. Walking down that aisle. So. but it looks good. It looks fucking great.
So you pretty much have the whole New Japan roster, so you might as well just make the New Japan show.
Me too, yeah.
My current IWGP Tag Team Champions are none other than the Hollywood Blondes. They beat the Young Bucks.
Really?
Kingdom. Yeah.
That's awesome. I have four shows. I forgot because I have a Saturday night main event because that's where I put all of my legends on that show.
Oh, okay.
And just have like, you know, crazy fucking dream matches like fucking Ricky Steamboat versus like 99 Sting or something. or like Macho Man versus Stone Cold. Or actually, I did a whole, I did a rivalry between Stone Cold and Diamond Dallas Page.
Oh, yeah.
And I downloaded Canyon, so I have the Jersey Triad.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is there a good Canyon?
Yeah. Who's better than Canyon?
Does it come with a Mortis alternate attire?
No. No, he doesn't. He comes with the flatliner trunks, though. Like, he's got, like, the one trunks he wore, like, the velvety whatever the fuck they were at one point. and then he's got the ones that have the say flatliner on the back of them.
So no Mortis. What's
no Mortis? Yeah, I didn't download Mortis or Wrath or the Maestro or Glacier.
Go ahead.
It's weird to me that people took time to make Steve Blackman. And, who else did I see that I was like, why did you waste your time making this? It was somebody. I can't fucking remember, though, but I looked at it and I'm just like, what are you doing with your life?
Headbanger Mosh.
You've got to leave. No, head. I should download the Headbangers. I fucking didn't even think about that. I totally got love the Headbangers. Love the Headbangers.
Beaver Cleavage.
Beaver Cleavage. I downloaded Road Dogg because for some reason they put everybody from DX except Road Dogg in this game.
Because he didn't fit into the story.
Fuck.
I don't know. Maybe he didn't want to be in a fucking game.
They could have fucking put him in one of like the extra things that you go to do. Like one of the extra matches.
Yeah.
But whatever. I don't know. They could figure it out.
He could have had the match with Rock and Austin against the New Age Outlaws when DX reformed in 99.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not? We'd do that. Or, I don't know, like the fucking... Well, you'd have to get permission to use Owen Hart, but do that that 8-man tag from No Way Out.
Mm-hmm. Well, you wouldn't have to do. You just do a 6-man tag, leave Owen out of it.
Oh yeah, because you can't even do 8-man tags in these fucking games.
Yeah.
And why? I mean, at this point, it's like, of course, if they do, of course, if they put that in, then they'll take away something so fucking essential out of the game.
Like chairs.
Yeah, like chairs or something. Like, or just the ring. The whole ring's gone, you know?
That did happen once, and it was a terrible idea.
Wait a minute. Which game did they not have a ring?
WCW Backstage Assault.
Oh.
The worst wrestling game ever made.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't even bother with it.
What sucks is, like...
I've seen
that compared to like WCW Mayhem, which is the predecessor, like it had better like customization as far as creating wrestlers. Like you can do like all their moves, and Mayhem you just do like pick which wrestler's moveset you want to have, and like the guys had alternate attires even though the models looked like shit, but they had alternate attires. Like you had Rey Mysterio in his camouflage without the mask, you had Rey Mysterio with the mask, so you just had multiple choices and shit. It had a pretty big roster, had 3 count in it in the game. The only game with fucking Evan Courageous ever.
3 count.
But it had no ring, so it's like, what's the fucking point?
That's ridiculous.
And again, the game was garbage, so.
Yeah, garbage. Kind of like I hated Warzone and Attitude.
Those games are awesome at the time until like AKI games like shit all over them.
They were because we were telling ourselves that because we didn't want to admit that those games sucked assholes.
But we had nothing like the games that came before.
I know
before
exactly you fucking, had nothing else.
In fucking WWF in your house and shit where you're fucking playing Mortal Kombat with Undertaker throwing tombstones at people.
Yeah.
So now you have fucking Stone Cold saying you're going to open up a can of whoop ass and you're doing stunners and shit. And you have Vince McMahon on commentary. So, like.
Yeah, like.
That shit was tits.
Man, like. I remember, like, really wanting that game. And, like, I played it and had fun. And. But in my heart of hearts, I knew, like, this is dumb to put in, like, up, down, A, B. And then stunner. I'm like, I hate doing that. I don't care what game it was. I hate doing
it. I got good at it eventually because I just played the shit out of Attitude for a while because fucking SmackDown 2 wouldn't play on my PlayStation for some strange fucking reason. So I just played the shit out of Attitude. It was
Once SmackDown came out, a buddy of mine who had a PlayStation rented it for the weekend and I was staying over at his house. And I was like, by next week, I was like, I have to get a PlayStation. Luckily, just about that time, my cousin was getting ready to sell his, and I talked Meemaw into buying it for him. So I was in middle school, so I couldn't have a job, so I gotta beg people for money. Then. Still okay. Yeah, I got it. Oh, fucking love those games. And then you know. WrestleMania 2000 and No Mercy.
No Mercy. Yeah. Those games were fucking crack rocks.
Yeah, unless you get one of the fucking carts that was bugged and all of a sudden you set up a tag team match and the partner is melting out of the body of the other guy as they're walking towards the middle of the ring.
I've never seen that.
Oh, it happened. It straight up happened. Like, I couldn't play it. There was some glitch in the fucking game that I had heard went out with, like, the first kind of wave of games they sent out.
The only glitch I know is the one that erases all your shit.
It erased all my shit. Not only that, but also, while I was in the ring, I set up a tag team match. It was Test and Albert versus the New Age Outlaws. When the match started, Road Dog's in the ring and Test is in the ring. Well, where's Albert and where's Billy Gunn? I'm Road Dog. I start walking towards the center of the ring. Billy Gunn melts out of my back and starts mimicking. Same thing with Test, starts moving to the center of the ring. Albert melts out of his back. And every time you throw a punch, your partner is doing the same move.
That's like the best Batman Clayface episode ever.
Oh, it's craziness. It was craziness. Really bummed out when that happened. So
what else we got going on, Jim?
Not a whole hell of a lot. Superman's going to be on Supergirl. Did you see the picture of that?
I didn't.
Superman?
I did see the Flash Season 3 trailer, though.
Yeah, that shit's gonna be tight. I can't wait to see that shit.
My nigga Wally, motherfucking West.
Mm-hmm. That fucking costume looks tight, too.
Hell yeah. Doing his motherfucking thing.
Like, Cisco's rich and has his own company and shit. Is a jerk, and that's pretty funny.
Getting pussy.
Just falling out of his pockets. Oh, excuse me. Yes, I did drop that thing.
That's a stolen classic joke.
Classic Eddie Murphy for you.
Yeah, that was funny. What did you think of the Justice League trailer? Trailer-ish.
Ooh. Can't fucking wait, dog. Can't fucking wait. First off, that whole trailer was nothing but fucking Ben Affleck Batman, and that was fucking great.
Batman being Batman and shit.
Doing Batman things. Like,
talking about I'm real when it's useful. I'm like, that's what Batman would fucking say.
Oh, that was the pimpest fucking thing to ever say to anyone. I'm real when it's okay. Or like, what do you say?
I'm real when it's useful.
Yeah, I'm real when it's useful. And I was watching, I got the Ultimate Edition on Blu-ray of Batman versus Superman.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just watching, I'm just like, because I haven't watched it since I saw it in the theater. I'm just like, he's actually doing detective stuff as Bruce Wayne. Like when he goes down to fucking download all the fucking files and shit, like he's looking over his shoulder, he's fucking hooking something up, talking to Alfred in his fucking ear and everything, and then going goes to back
fight clubs.
Yeah. And then goes back to a party. And then he's sitting in front of the back computer. Every time he's sitting in front of that back computer is just like, I could just watch a movie of just that. I think it would be fine. Because it's just so fucking Batman.
I want to see a compilation of every tuxedo party in every Batman movie ever.
Yeah.
Because there's one in every Batman movie. There's a fucking tuxedo party.
Has to be. I mean,
because Batman opens with one. Even fucking 66 Batman had one, didn't it?
Oh, it had quite a few.
Yeah. Fucking Batman opens with one. With Bruce Wayne, I bought that shit in Japan. Batman Returns, they have the Masquerade Ball.
Mm-hmm.
Where the fucking mistletoe is deadly if you eat it.
Yeah.
Trying to think, Batman Forever was Jim Carrey showing off his box.
Yeah.
As dirty as that sounds. Let's see. Batman and Robin, you got the one where fucking Poison Ivy's a stripping goddamn gorilla. But Batman's not in a tuxedo, fucking just
I think he's dressed just as Batman.
He's just Batman with his credit card, yeah.
Oh.
Batman Begins is when Ra's al Ghul comes to burn down the house. That's the tuxedo party there. Fucking Dark Knight is at the penthouse where Joker shows up and fucking throws goddamn Gyllenhaal out the window.
Yeah.
And then Dark Knight Rises opens with the tuxedo party at Batman's house while he's fucking sleeping in the house being a curmudgeon.
Yeah, till later.
And then Batman v Superman has that tuxedo party at Lex Luthor's house.
It's Bruce Wayne. He's in a socialite circle, you know, a bunch of rich people. Rich people wear tuxes. It's just
Mask of the Phantasm has a tuxedo party.
Yeah. Again, because it's Batman. I mean, it's Bruce Wayne. You gotta have Bruce Wayne in a tux at some point. He's Bruce Wayne. He's the fucking the son of Gotham. You have to go 5,000 miles to find somebody that doesn't know your name.
Thank you, Don Falcone.
All the stuff with Aquaman in that trailer was fucking tough.
Roman Reigns turns in a stellar performance.
Roman Reigns, yeah.
I still can't tell them apart. They're the same fucking person.
They do look so fucking similar, Jason Momoa and Roman Reigns. It's nuts. It's legit nuts. Like, how does this happen?
I laughed so hard when somebody told me, like, I was like, I'm a wrestling fan. They're like, the only thing I know about wrestling is everybody's upset that Jason Momoa is the world champion.
That is dumb as fucking that one guy at work saying that Colt Cabana was Steve Blackman.
See, because Jason Momoa and Roman Reigns are the same fucking person. That's funny.
I know.
Colt Cabana and Steve Blackman, nothing alike.
Exactly.
One is chunky.
How do you confuse the two of those people? It's so... I don't know.
Hilarious. What do you think of the Wonder Woman trailer?
It was tight, too. Oh, my God. I'm very excited for that. Looks like they got, like, everything fucking down. She even said, like, she was created. Her mother didn't give birth to her, you know?
Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to do the whole molded from clay thing. Like, if it's clay, I know they changed something about it. I remember hearing something about, like, she wasn't going to get made from clay. It was going to be slightly less. I don't know. It was still going to be mystical, but...
She said she was brought to life by Zeus.
Yeah.
That's all that fucking matters. Lightning bolt. Boom. That's all Zeus does, right? Fucks bitches and throws lightning bolts.
Yeah. Just fucking crushing trim all over the town. And then throwing a lightning bolt. that movie's going to be fucking so fucking awesome.
And then we got Suicide Squad in 1 week.
Yep. Looking forward to that very much because there's more fucking Batman in that movie.
Yep. Another movie with Batman. Give it to me. All here. Like,
all these two movies in a year with Batman in them. Wrestling is great again. Like, everything is just like, let's just live in this fucking moment forever.
Yeah. Then November is going to come and then we got to deal with that shit.
Wait a minute, what's November?
There's an election or something.
I don't want to think about it. We're not getting into that on here. Not now.
But
not
you know, anymore. A lot of people are going to get really shitty around that time. So
yeah, this is the only fucking topic that's not going to be fucking talking about that or covering it in any fucking way.
But you know, we are going to be covering Wrestlers versus Zombies.
Mm-hmm.
You want to review this movie, Jim?
I'll check this movie out.
Roddy Piper's in it. Broken Matt Hardy's in it, and his wife Rebby Sky. I think Joey Ryan's in it.
Where can I find this?
I'm sure we'll be able to find it. So we're gonna try to review Wrestlers versus Zombies on our next episode of the Rock Wrestling Podcast. Jim, you have anything you want to plug?
I'd like to plug the restaurant I work at, Croakstrom Club. Right across the street from the Uptown Theater on Broadway Avenue in Kansas City, Missouri. Come by and check out some small plate Scandinavian food. It's all fucking good.
Prepared by Myman himself.
Yeah, prepared by Myman himself on Saturdays. Dishes washed every day except Mondays and Tuesdays by your boy, Sweet Jim Reaper. So
Peace Maker Jim.
Come eat off of some plates that are clean.
Immaculate plates.
Immaculately clean plates.
So if you go there and the plates aren't clean, that must be a Monday or fucking Tuesday.
Yeah, it's the other guy. Well, Monday we're closed, so Tuesday if you're there, it's the other guy. I've never seen. I still haven't seen this guy yet, but apparently he smells really bad. They had to have a fucking discussion with him about hygiene because all of the servers were walking by him and going back to Josh and Katie and being like, that guy smells so fucking bad. You've got to say something to him. And they had to fucking have a frank and urgent discussion with this kid about hygiene.
Poor kid. Send me an email at Rock Wrestling. I'm sorry. Find me on Twitter at Rock Wrestling PC. Find Nigga Jim at Twitter at Sweet Jim Reaper. Send me an email if you want to be on the show, rockwrestlingpodcast@gmail.com. Rockwrestlingpodcast.podomatic.com is still our website. We are available on iTunes. We're available on Stitcher. We're available on every podcast medium that exists because they're kind of all connected. Anything you want to say before we get the fuck out of here?
Keep watching wrestling because it's fucking great right
now. If you don't watch wrestling, fucking watch wrestling. There's a centipede. I'm going to kill that shit. Watch wrestling because wrestling will make you happy. It'll fucking cure any diseases you have ailing you. It'll bring joy to your life and it'll make you want to punch people in the face because that's what wrestling does.
Throw them bones.
And the rest will follow. For Nigga Jim, my name is Tyler Black. This has been another episode of The Rock.
And wrestling, oh hell yeah.
Podcast.